The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your hosts, Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Flex.
Welcome to episode number 31 here at MD Radio. I'm your host, Sean Ray.
And Flex Wheeler.
And this is Monday, September 21st, Olympia weekend, Flex. My 22nd year going to or participating in a Mr. Olympia.
That just shows how old you are. But, bro, let's set the record straight. It is about to get so hot.
Woo! It's about to get so hot. I don't even want to go there with how hot it's going to get, but we will be in Las Vegas, which is the climate for this occasion. We've got several guys. I think there's a 1 in 6 chance we may have a Mr. Olympia that has never held the title before, and a 1 in 6 chance we might have a Mr. Olympia that retains the title in the form of Dexter Jackson.
That's right, and I'm putting my money on Dexter. I'm going to put that straight. But before we get started here, we want to thank MHP for sponsoring this week's show. And, Sean, where are you? You're not at home, right? Where are you at?
I'm actually in San Diego, which is about an hour and a half south of me out of Corona. I'm at the 619 store out here, Peach Coney, bodybuilder whose girl just qualified for the Miss Figure Olympia, Maritza Guzman. And I'm here with Generate Nutrition. We're doing some demos and some samples and giving away some, you know, shirts and products and stuff like that here at the World's Gym. Rick Stevenson, by the way, Flex, was a former Mr. California guy that I competed against back in 1987. So I'm actually working from a pro shop here doing this show. I'm mobile, bro. And you, tomorrow, will be in Venice Beach, correct?
That is correct. I will be down at Venice Beach approximately 11 o'clock. They will be hanging a life-size photo of me of the favorite avatar that's on MD site. And me and Phil will be down there, the photographer, loving it up.
So you're about to be immortalized in the famous Mecca Gold's Gym of Bodybuilding, where you did get your start and your big break. But before we get to the Olympia Week and the Olympians, let's bring on our resident NPC affiliate, Gary Udit out of Pittsburgh, to talk about and recap a little bit of what happened this past weekend at the US, at the Team Universe in New York. See, Gary, you there?
Hey, guys. How are you?
It's a mouthful. You were down there with Steve Weinberger, I'm assuming, at the Team U?
That was a great event for Steve. That's probably the biggest one he's had. And so the contest continues to grow. I think they came up with a great world team to send over to the World Championships. And again, I think the thing was continues to grow. You know, it was for a while there, we were curious as to whether the lack of being able to send a team to the World Games would hurt it, but I don't think that's been a situation. I think it's going to continue to grow, and look for Steve to move that to somewhere else. But I think it's going to go.
Definitely, bro. That is, I seen the one of the winners from that class. Now, before, you guys were thinking that you're going to be able to send some guys over there. So what are you thinking, and where will the actual show be, in what country?
You know, it was originally scheduled for Qatar, and I think at this time they're talking about Bahrain.
Where? Where in the hell are both of those places?
Qatar?
My man, you know, it winds up in some third world countries sometimes.
Where the oil is.
It's nice that it sounds like we are going to be able to send a team, and that's what's important, because those folks really deserve it. They work hard, and it's kind of a nice reward for everybody.
Right. Well, before we get to that, let's get to some recap. I mean, we had a pro figure competition where three girls were looking for an Olympia figure qualification on the eve of the Miss Figure Championship starting on Friday, September the 25th, concluding, I believe, on Saturday the 26th. Nicole Wilkins was Nicole... Was her name that won it? Was it Nicole Wilkins?
Yeah, Nicole Wilkins. I think she's got a third name there added to the now being married. But, yeah, what a phenomenal physique. And it looks like that's where she's going to make her mark now, is in that division.
Yeah, and I know Alicia Harris had qualified the week prior in New Jersey. And we had one more girl qualify for that contest. Larissa Reese was second there, and Alicia Harris was third, nabbing all three of the qualifications to go to the Figure Olympia Championships coming this Saturday. But also we had a fitness overall champion. Her name was Cade Puckett. And I'm just kind of reading this. Monica Mark Escalante won the overall figure championships there.
And then we also qualified some girls for next year's pro division, too.
Oh, cool.
In the bikini.
Yeah, by the way, with the bikini, does that start off at the Pro Ironman in terms of the first pro show, or would that be at the Arnold Classic?
I'm not sure where they're going to start. I mean, I would think, John, they would want to start at the Ironman and kick it off right away, because there's going to be a lot of girls interested in doing that and getting qualified for the Olympia for next year.
Right. Well, Michelle Palm won the women's overall bodybuilding championships, and I believe she also, Gary, wins her pro card by doing so, correct?
Yes, exactly.
On the men's side, Flex, did you pick up that men's championship there?
No, I did not.
It was Wendell Floyd beat out Kiyoshi Moody in the light heavyweight division to win not only the overall light heavy, but also he is a professional bodybuilder as well. Gary, maybe you can answer this. There's not a lot of guys that I know that go on, win the Team Universe, and make a big impact on the pro scene, I believe with the exception of one, Kai Green. Am I correct?
Yeah, no, that's not your average animal, right? I think what did Kai weigh when he won that Team U back then? Somewhere in the 80s, maybe, something like that. So 180s, what a phenomenal physique. But, yeah, I think he's probably the rare physique that goes on and does well in the pros there.
Well, I know that's a huge weekend. I think, Flex, your boy Dexter Jackson, probably out of all the bodybuilders in the history of bodybuilding, maybe pushed a little bit by Muhammad Benaziza, the late Muhammad Benaziza. Dexter Jackson probably made the biggest quantum leap beginning his bodybuilding career as a bantamweight and winding up Mr. Olympia.
You'd probably be right on that. Sad to hear Momo. I mean, he was a great guy, but you're probably next to Dexter. He would be that person.
Well, Gary, we are on the eve of the 45th Mr. Olympia. I was calling it the 44th Mr. Olympia because Flex and myself were both born in 65. That was when Larry Scott won it. But this contest right now will be its actual 45th year. So we're looking at the 45th annual Mr. Olympia Championships. Will you be there?
Yeah, we're going to get out there Thursday morning, first thing Thursday morning, and do everything we can to help everybody set up. And, this is going to be a phenomenal event. You know, after what the physiques are starting to look like again now, it's making a real reversal here. So I look forward to be a great event.
Well, the excitement is back in the Olympia weekend. Gary, thanks for calling. We'll catch you next, actually on Friday or Saturday.
Guys, thanks so much. I look forward to seeing you out there in Vegas.
All right, that's Gary Udit calling in, our resident NPC IFBB affiliate in Flex. Let's get to this Olympia brought to you by MHP Nutrition. We've got a three-time Hall of Fame Mr. Olympia that finished off the 70s in style with class and finesse, Mr. Frank Zane. Frank, this.
Yes, I am.
Hey, Frank, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good, guys.
Welcome to the show. I'm actually down here in your backyard at the 619 here in San Diego, connected to the World's Gym. I know you're here in San Diego somewhere.
Yeah, we're east of you in Mount Helix.
Frank, you're one of the guys that actually put the shape in symmetry. You didn't come up and try to battle Arnold Schwarzenegger with the mass or the Sergio Olivas when guys were, you know, either extremely big or, like yourself, extremely proportionate. But what you brought, and I believe, if I'm correct here, they called you the chemist?
Yeah, that was one of my nicknames.
Yeah,
I was a chemistry major in college when I graduated.
Oh, okay.
You're at your maximum, Frank. How much were you in the off season?
You know, there are some years where I made the mistake of going up to about 208.
208.
Really? But I usually never went over 200. Well, you trained prior to contest about 200. My best year was 79, where I actually came into the show at 191. I weighed at the show, and that was my best weight for a competition.
You're about 5'9"?
5'9", yeah.
Flex Wheeler's 5'9", and I think his lightest was when he won the 93 Arnold Classic at 216.
Correct, and my heaviest at the, at the British Grand Prix in 99 was 253. But let me, Frank, why were you so homed in on your physique and not playing a size game? Because obviously now you know, like myself, and my weight, actually I'm 5'10", thank you very much, Sean.
Yeah, you are.
You know, it's we're more focused on size and trying to get the shape too, but it seemed like you were very concentrated in on your craft of, you know, kind of bettering what you had instead of trying to achieve more.
Yeah, well, I tried the size route, but, you know, it didn't work for me.
Somebody
was always
bigger.
You know, the biggest I could get and look good, I mean, pretty good, was about 200. And that was even too heavy. That's a mistake I made in 1982. I weighed close to 200 for the competition because everybody told me, oh, you need to get bigger.
Mm.
My whole life, it was, you got to get bigger, got to get bigger, more mass. And so I said, well, I'm gonna do it. So 200, 82 came in at 200. And I was just a little bit too smooth. I mean, not really, you know, real hard, but not. It would look better if I was about 5 pounds lighter.
Well, since we're talking about size, Frank, at what point as a spectator, because I believe your last show was, what, 1984? 1983, when Samir Banu won his first and only Olympia. There, shortly after that, let's fast forward like 10 years ahead of time, and Dorian Yates comes in right after the reign of Lee Haney. At what point did you look at bodybuilding maybe differently when they, I believe, at some point kind of over-rewarded size for the sake of size?
I think it was when Haney started to win.
Mm.
Right from the start, I was a commentator for NBC for that show,
right,
for the 84 Olympia. And you could tell he was so much bigger than he was his first Olympia in 83. And already in 83, I saw the writing on the wall. He placed third, and I was fourth in that Olympia, my last one. And I saw, well, you know, this is it for me. My window of opportunity is closed, and that's going to be it for shape and symmetry route. It's going to be size from now on, and I was right.
Well, to put it in perspective, Lee Haney did go on to win in 1984, 8 years consecutive, all the way to 91, and then in came the reign of Dorian Yates from 92 to 1997, and, of course, Ronnie Coleman from 98 for another 8 consecutive years. And Flex, only recently, 1 year ago, did we see the size of bodybuilding come down a bit in the form of Dexter Jackson, who may be tipping in at 230 pounds. Are we turning the corner now, Frank? I mean, there's a lot of guys who miss Olympia.
Much, Sean. I don't think he weighs that much.
No, I don't think he was 230. That's what Dexter says he weighs.
Yeah,
but
I think he was about 215.
Really? Wow. You think so?
I'd love to get Dexter on a stage on contest day.
You know, I don't think he weighs that much.
Okay, but do you think with that, between 215, 220, have we turned the corner? Is this contest up for grabs right now, or does Dexter have a strong grip on it?
I don't think he has a strong grip on it. I think he's going to be really pushed by Kai Greene. If Kai's in shape.
Do you feel more? It would be more Kai Greene, or could it be a possibility?
Yeah, I think
Heath?
So. I mean, I think they're always going to go towards size.
Wow.
You know? It all depends on what kind of shape they're in. You know, if Dexter is really ripped and excellent in his presentation, and Kai is a little smooth, then Dexter should probably win.
Well, spoken like a true champion. We're going to hold you through the commercial break, Frank, because we want to get back to a few more other competitors coming up and get your expert analysis of our 45th Mr. Olympia Championships coming up Friday and Saturday at this Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be right back here at MD Radio with three-time Mr. Olympia and Hall of Fame bodybuilder Frank Zane.
The red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke, the hard.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
Do you want cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world? VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today, where other companies fall short. VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX PX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
The next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's Stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX Stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of Stealth can do. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com. For mind-blowing energy coupled with muscle-building nutrients and essential amino acids, NO Shotgun, the world's most effective pre-workout supplement, will help you pack on slabs of lean muscle tissue faster than a speeding bullet. In a recent university study, NO Shotgun was discovered and compared to placebo to produce 181% greater lean body mass and over 1,000% increase in bench press strength. NO Shotgun is the first supplement proven to elevate muscle gene factors needed for growth. Also, VPX offers the best workout supplement, the superlative NO Synthesize, scientifically formulated to further drive your muscles' anabolic processes after you are done training. NO Synthesized takes nutrient timing to another level. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
For the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean and Flex. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler.
I'm the truth and these other boys.
On behalf of MHB, it's Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler with the Development Radio Show. Frank, I want to ask you a question. Back in the 80s, supposedly Arnold was supposed to be coming to Australia to help commentate on a show, and the next thing he jumped in it, there was a big argument between Mike Mentzer and all that. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah, I was there. We were backstage, and everybody was gathered for the meeting. I don't know. I think it was basically they're getting into something. I don't know what it was. And then Arnold made a remark about Mentzer's waist hanging out all the time.
Oh, wow.
So and what, then Mentzer attacked.
Bring us up to speed. What actually happened?
Yeah, it's sort of hazy right now. I just remember that these useless meetings they have before the Olympia, like, who cares? Come on, get
right
on with it. They wanted to mold everything into one class. Before that, it was two classes, you know, above and below 200 pounds. And so at this show, they wanted to have just one class, back to one class. And I'm thinking, oh, there goes the under 200-pound contenders chance was right out the window. It's back to, that's when I think the trend went back to mass.
Right.
That was the start of it. One class. Everybody's compared one time. The big guy stands out naturally, especially from a distance.
Right.
So that, I don't know how it got to, around to Arnold and Menser, but that's...
Well, but to be fair, 1981, we did see the return of Franco Colombo as Mr. Olympia, and then at 5'5", 5'6", Chris Dickerson in 1982, and Samir, all of 5'6", and that was effectively the end of the smaller guys, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
So was it true that Arnold was supposed to be commentating on a show and not really competing, and he just jumped in, or was that just...
That's what he told me. That's why, you know, I just got he got even with me for saying something about him in 79. I had a bad accident where I almost died. I was in the hospital 8 weeks before, and I came out, and if that wouldn't have happened, I would have been incredible that year.
Yeah.
I was about 2'8", really rock hard 8 weeks before. I had this accident in the hospital, came out 190, and made it back, but, you know, I didn't have the same size. I was ripped,
right.
But I wasn't as big.
And well, Frank, in bodybuilding, typically people remember the winners, and of course you are immortalized ever as a Mr. Olympia champion, three-time champion. Who did you beat in 1977, 78, and 79? I know no one really remembers second place with the exception of... But
oh, wow.
Do you remember who was in second those years?
Robbie Robinson in 77, and I think in 78, too. It was either Robbie Robinson or Red Corny in 78, second place.
Wow.
In 79, of course, it was Menser, but I think Robbie was in that show, too.
Wow.
I really think Robbie Robinson was the main guy in those days for me as a competitor. He was fantastic.
Yeah, and Robbie went on to win a couple more shows even in the 80s, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
So here we are, we're fast forward to 2009, we're going into this year's Olympia. You're now leaning towards the freaky, monstrous guy, I think, in Kai Greene over a more shapely...
I just think that's the way things are going to go.
Okay.
There's also something called the incumbency effect,
right?
Which means, you know, they're not going to change the guy after just 1 year at least. So I think if Dexter shows up in great shape, which he pretty much always does, he'll win it again. So Kai Greene is an outside guy, but I really think that if he overwhelms everybody and he doesn't stand on his head in his posing routine too much, he may just pull it off.
It's funny you say that, because he did that at the Arnold Classic and won the Arnold Classic, and Arnold said it was a great posing routine, and you say just the opposite.
I didn't see it in person, so I don't know, but you know, it looks a little bit too choreographed to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of getting away from showing muscle in an impressive way. Yeah, it's just more entertainment and spectacle than it is art anymore.
Out of your choice, who would be Mr. Olympia going into this show, Frank?
The show?
Yeah.
Probably Dexter. I really like Phil Heath, too.
Right.
Why? Tell us why you like Phil Heath, because a lot of other people like him, too.
I'm impressed by the photos, especially his back shots and his arms just look incredible.
Where does that leave two-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler in all of this madness?
I don't know. I don't think he can come in and on shape.
Diminished returns, maybe?
Yeah, I think, you know, last 2 years he's sick the day of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing about being a champion is, hell, anybody can get in shape, but only a champion can get in shape when he needs to be, when it's required, and last two times he blew it.
Right.
You know, maybe if he gets everything together, I'll have a chance, but I really don't think that. I think he's lost his momentum now.
Really?
Well, Frank, will you be there, by the way? Sometimes they bring all the old guys out, and you guys come out and honor us with your presence at the Expo. Are you going to make the trip?
At the Olympia?
Yeah.
Nobody's asked me, Sean, so I'm not going.
But you do have, like, you know, like you're at the Arnold Classic every year. You have your whole line of Frank Zane books and stuff.
Yeah, I always go to the Arnold show.
But not the Olympia. Interesting.
Nope.
Now that the Weider brothers are kind of taking a step back, you're taking one back, too?
I'm doing my own thing. You know, I have my own magazine now, and I'm busy here, and semi-retired lifestyle, working with training people on my own terms in my own place, so I don't really have to go anywhere.
What's the name of your magazine that you have out?
I called it Building the Body. Samir just wrote an article for it this month, and it's basically sort of like the old Iron Man, but with no advertising in it, and, you know, it's just grassroots, but I write the whole thing myself. I have some contributing writers, some really smart people, and it's also about personal growth and a lot of mind science and the mind-body connection. A lot of stuff about motivation and, you know, nutrition and everything. It's nothing about advertising, except I tell people what I do personally.
Right.
You know, it's pretty much all about me, actually.
Frank,
all pictures of me, and I figured I might as well promote myself. Nobody else is.
Hey, Frank, who would you consider the greatest Mr. Olympia of all times? A lot of people argue and say it's Arnold. Some people say it's Ronnie. In your personal opinion, who would that person be?
Well, for different reasons, I guess different people. I think Arnold certainly would be the guy based on charisma, personality, and being able to manipulate outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that he has the kind of superior mentality of a competitor that nobody can match.
Isn't that important, though, in terms
yeah.
of manipulating other
it's
people?
The most important. It's very important. You know, I mean, there's different ways to do it, but Arnold was master at it. You know, he won at times when he didn't deserve to win, but basically, he carried it with his attitude.
So
I think Larry Scott was a great Mr. Olympia. I was there for his first in 65 for his first one, and it just blew me away. That's what inspired me.
Was being Mr. Olympia back in the 70s during your reign, during that 3 years, because I don't think it changed that much in terms of the travel and the appearances and the accolades, was it more prestigious then, or is it more iconic now in terms of how you're received by people that do know who you are?
I don't know what it's like now for the guys, the way they receive, but I think that it was very prestigious then, and I think also with the general public.
Frank, what do you think needs to be done for the sport to get back to the type of Mr. Olympia it was, where you have, you know, Chevrolet sponsoring and other things? Do you think there's a specific role that the bodybuilders or the sponsors could play to get it back on that level? Will it be back on ESPN and ABC and stuff like that?
I don't think so. I really don't. I don't think that the public can appreciate the extreme development of these guys today.
Mm. Well, that's Frank.
They're not used to seeing that. It's just too mind-blowing for them.
Well, Frank, thanks a lot for calling in on our Olympians show. We appreciate your feedback and your insights.
Well, have fun at the show. I'm looking forward to reading about it.
Get on, man.
Okay,
Frank,
take care.
All right. Frank from San Diego calling in. Three-time Mr. Olympia, Flex. Do you know anyone else that won the Olympia three times besides Frank Zane?
No.
Well, he's in a class by himself.
Yeah,
let's
he
go
is.
Go to a guy that knows a little something or other about winning the Olympia in the 80s. That's the Lion of Lebanon, Mr. Samir Banu. On.
Hey, how you doing, Sean? How are you?
Good.
We're
and,
both good. Me and Flex
here.
Were just talking to a colleague and competitor of yours back in the day, Mr. Frank Zane. I know you guys are friends.
Yeah, he's one of my heroes. No disrespect to you and Flex. You guys are uncrowned one.
Thank you very much.
Zane is one of my all-time favorites.
You know what? Zane was just telling us about you just wrote an article for his magazine that he has coming out. What was that article about?
Well, we're talking, you know, I kind of got the magazine and, you know, the fact that Frank always, you know, he's a perfectionist about the game.
Right.
You know, and so I said, I would like to contribute in one article. He said he'd like to have that. So, you know, I did like an article about the art of bodybuilding, you know, about how to build a physique that looks good and how you present it good. And, you know, so it was, hopefully you'll read it later. I think you'll like it.
Samir, we were asking Frank about the guys that were taking second to him in the 70s, and Robbie Robinson was right there nipping at his heels, and Arnold came out of the woodworks to steal his thunder in 1980 and win the Olympia. Two short years later, you won the 83 Olympia. Did you think on some level maybe Robbie Robinson was going to be the man that was going to pick up where Frank left off?
Well, you know, honestly, Robbie, in my opinion, is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, the guy, he's great. He is, I think, if you put just a little more touch in certain area, but honestly, you could qualify him as one of the deserving Mr. Olympia. You know, I think he could use a little help in certain department, and we all needed some help somewhere, you know?
Right, definitely.
But Robbie was unbelievably impressive. I think, you know, I don't know if I mentioned that to you earlier, backstage, 1979, when I won the universe. I mean, I'm looking backstage, the only one that I would look on the most, look at Robbie, you know, his back, his arm. He is the most impressive backstage, no doubt. The other guys are impressive, but when you go on stage, somehow my eyes will go towards Frank Zane.
Mm.
And this is the thing, you know.
Yeah.
You think it's because of Frank's ability to come in shape, along with the lights and everything, bringing that out, accentuating that on stage?
Well, I think, you know, it's like handwriting, man. I mean, Frank Zane, he had it all together, from tan to perfectioning. I mean, every angle about him was, like, perfectly done. I mean, can you imagine a guy practice 1 hour for posing on a daily basis in the sun,
right,
standing in vertical? He's like vertically standing instead of sleeping in the sun. He would do that and hit each pose for like 2 minutes in the sun for an hour.
Yeah, that's crazy. You don't hear about that these days. But you know what, Samir, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to take a commercial break here at MD Radio. We are on live with the Lion of Lebanon, Mr. Olympia, Samir Badu. We'll be back here with our Olympian special, Sean and Flex, here on MD Radio.
I used to read Word Up magazine, salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
The biggest rage in bodybuilding is Dark Rage. Dark Rage sets a new standard in pre-workout supplementation and muscle pumps with its advanced new EPO blood doping technology. Dark Rage's mind-altering activators put you in a state of temporary rage and fury, allowing you to take your training intensity to a new level of insanity. From your very first rep, Dark Rage's EPO blood doping technology forces more blood through your garden hose veins as a surge of raw power is triggered by Dark Rage's advanced anabolic agents, allowing you to train heavier, harder, and longer so you can grow bigger and stronger. Dark Rage is the biggest rage in bodybuilding. Feel the rage at www.getmhp.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean and Flex. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler.
And once again, a very special thank you to MHP for sponsoring this. We have the great Samir Lion of Lebanon here. But Sean, before that, what's going on with this new MD Super Supplement store?
Yeah, dude, it's opening this week. We've been trying to get this thing up and running since, I think, back around the Arnold Classic. It opens up this week. There's going to be a 10% discount on
10%.
First purchases made on the online store, so you can come to the store, be one-stop shopping for all your favorite brands of products and supplements. Also, they're going to have the new MD T-shirts will be available at the store as well. So we are now getting into like a one-stop shop website where we're constantly evolving through the good people there at MD. But back to the lion that roared. Samir Banu is on the line. And Samir, you got a supplement store out there in Woodland Hills, right?
Yes.
Banu Nutrition, or is it Samir Banu Nutrition Store?
It's Banu Nutrition, and we started like 7 months ago, approximately a month ago.
So you're pretty much selling everybody's stuff, yeah?
it's a wrong time to start business, believe it or not. But we're doing okay, you know, under the circumstances, you know.
We're down here at 619. I'm at the 619 supplement store right here next, attached to the World's Gym, doing our broadcast. Again, Flex Wheeler's going to be appearing tomorrow in Venice Beach, where he's going to have a life-size picture mounted up on the wall in the famous Gold's Gym, Samir, which is where I believe I actually met you for the first time at World's Gym that Joe Gold used to have, the original one, and I saw you over at Gold's a couple of times right after you won the Olympia doing photo shoots, and Bob Paris was doing the national thing.
Yeah.
Frank said he was 191 pounds one time he won the Olympia. How much were you weighing when you won the 1983 Olympia?
196. And speaking of weight, I mean, in my opinion, Flex Wheeler looked incredible under 220. You agree on that, Flex?
Yeah, it definitely. You know, I was asking Frank, those questions about his weight and why in this era, or my era and this era currently, it's more a factor on his actual size, you know. You know, Frank even admitted to making that same mistake where they, you know, kind of tell him he needed to put on more weight, and he made that mistake. Obviously, a lot of us, and I think myself also, but I'll ask you the same question. What was it about your era where they were more focused on perfection instead of size, where this era is more, you know, focused on size?
Well, looking at me, I'm about 2 inches shorter than Frank. And when I was at 196, you could consider I'm a little bit more on the fairly thick side, you know what I mean? I'm like, I could qualify close to you and Sean and Mass, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe not as big, but just almost close, you know? I cross your line a little bit. but the thing is, I mean, I really think it's totally unnecessary to go on stage being 240 when Flex Wheeler's body could be unbeatable at 225, you know what I mean?
I agree.
It's the same thing going with Sean. I mean, Sean will never sacrifice Mass for class. He always had the class. And that's why, in my opinion, you guys are belong in the winner's circle. I mean, the ultimate winner's circle. And I really believe it hasn't been, you haven't been given 100% justice.
Well, the irony, Samir, is that some people criticize me for not adding extra mass where they thought I should have played the mass game, and I didn't. To the detriment of my career, whereas Flex did play the mass game and had some success because he's 5'10".
Well, you know, honestly, if you ask me, what would you say to Flex and you? I think you always came right on. I think Flex could have won the Olympia a few times, in my opinion. And I think his way of winning would be more being a perfect performer and more quality, and that would have definitely got it. He already should have got it. And the same to you. I don't think you needed more mass, Sean.
No, I agree.
I really don't think so.
I think Sean definitely played the right game, and that's the proof in the pudding with his long standing of placing it higher in the Olympia. But, you know, there's no excuse for myself. I take full responsibility. But, you know, it's when you're looking at a person who dominates the field and that's the leader, then you kind of follow those guidelines, and that's what I try to do. But getting to the 45th Mr. Olympia, who would be your pick, and why would that be so?
You mean you're talking about the new one that's coming up?
Correct. 2009.
Well, you know, again, I always want to play the complete game, the combo game. And for that, I would have to go more towards Phil Heath. I would go more toward Dexter Jackson. I think these guys have the combo overall. You know, and I would like these guys to pose a little bit more like Sean Ray, or a little bit more like, you know, I mean, Flex, your presentation was pretty damn good, you know. I think these guys need to work heavily on their presentation.
Right.
And you know what, Flex? I never saw you and Sean standing in the lineup opening your arms so big, trying to look like a house.
Right.
I don't think it's necessary. Don't you agree on that?
I definitely agree. Speaking of presentation, what do you think about Kai Greene?
Unbelievable stage performer. But on the other hand, there are angles. I don't know. I mean, you probably will relate to me. Like, if you check all Frank Zane's pictures, then you see how every pose flow.
Right.
The angle, the way you twist your waist a little bit, bend your knee a little bit, and your ankle and your foot should be twisted in a certain way and make make it look so unbelievably fine. You know what I mean? I mean, in a way of performing, in a way of making the house go crazy, Kai is incredible, no doubt.
Samir, I think what you're talking about is something that was passed on from your generation coming from the 70s into the 80s, to our generation coming from the 80s into the 90s, and I believe it was lost going into the 2000s. After 2003, 2004, I think it's almost a lost art.
Well, if you support that, I love it. I think we're on the same page.
Well, I mean, Kai is a little bit on the artsy side because he's an artist, and some of the things he's doing on stage, older guys may not be ready to accept. I know Frank's not too keen on the guy doing headstands, and maybe that's a little bit excessive. But beyond Kai Greene, including Dexter Jackson, I very rarely see a posing routine from start to finish to a piece of music the way that you guys used to do it. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think it could be anything. I think the Dorian Yates school, the Ron Coleman school,
right?
It's not so much like the Sean Ray timing and then the Flex Wheeler, the Frank Zane. When you see guys, for example, looking at a guy like John Grimmick, you know. I mean, I don't know, many of you listeners probably wouldn't know who John Grimmick.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you go back in history and you see some of those artists, the way they stood there in front of the camera and the pose looked elegant. But again, nowadays, when these guys go and pose for the music, they apply some dancing. They do the Michael Jackson dance stuff and this and that. The only guy that can get away with this and look perfect is Melvin Anthony. I don't know if you agree with me on that.
I do.
But Melvin, he hit angles. He hit angles. When he did double bicep, he flow. He let it flow. He put one arm overhead and hit an arm bicep shot. You can see his waist and his thighs go. You know, some people, sometimes they don't look at these, at these aspects. And those are very important.
Since you brought Melvin Anthony up, he's a great bodybuilder, top six in the world the last 2 years. He just came off of fourth place not 1 week ago. Going into this lineup this year, does he have what it takes to stay in that top 10?
You talking Melvin?
Yeah.
You know what? I think Melvin can be Mr. Olympia, in my opinion.
In this year's show, he just got fourth at Atlantic City a week ago.
I don't know what he looked like right now, but I think his physique is capable of being as bad as yours and Flex. He could be that good.
No doubt.
He has never been up there looking gnarly. If he was once as hard as you and Flex, and with his presentation, he should really be right there in the top three in the winning circle, in the winner's circle. And I think eventually he can go as far as winning the show.
Well, Samir Banu, we're going to find out in 1 week as the 45th Mr. Olympia closes in on Melvin Anthony as he turns 40 this year. I know you'll be in Las Vegas with a prince, one of your buddies up there, and we'll see you at the Generate After Party, my man.
I look forward to it. Always a pleasure to be around you and Flex. You guys are for real. You guys are professional. And I think everybody listening should emulate guys like yourself. You know, look at physique art, not just big physique. You know.
Thank you very much, Samir.
All right, thank you, Samir, for calling in. We'll see you at Studio 54 Saturday night after the Mr. Olympia.
Looking forward to it.
All right, that's the Lion. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break here at MD Radio. Flex and I'll come back, and it'll be time to put Flex Wheeler in the hot spot to get his picks for the top 10 of this year's Mr. Olympia contest.
Wow.
Coming up after the commercial break here at MD Radio.
That ain't right.
The opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
for mind-blowing energy, coupled with muscle-building nutrients and essential amino acids, NO Shotgun, the world's most effective pre-workout supplement, will help you pack on slabs of lean muscle tissue faster than a speeding bullet. In a recent university study, NO Shotgun was discovered and compared to placebo to produce 181% greater lean body mass and over 1,000% increase in bench press strength. NO Shotgun is the first supplement proven to elevate muscle gene factors needed for growth. Also, VPX offers the best workout supplement, the superlative NO Synthesize, scientifically formulated to further drive your muscles' anabolic processes after you are done training. NO Synthesize takes nutrient timing to another level. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com. Do you want cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world? VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today, where other companies fall short. VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details. Is the next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO Shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO Shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO Shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of stealth can do. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
Muscle Meds introduces the biggest breakthrough ever in nitric oxide, Enoxide. This newly discovered super molecule delivers fast, potent elevations of real nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream. Enoxide is not a mere precursor like AAKG or arginine. It's real, pure nitric oxide, 2,000 times more potent than any nitric oxide precursor. Enoxide, real science, real nitric oxide, real results. Enoxide is so powerful that your arms will swell as this super molecule triggers the most insane muscle pumps you've ever experienced. Purchase your mind-blowing fiber-tearing Enoxide pump at GNC or at www.enoxide.com. That's www.enoxide.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean and Flex. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler.
And MHPO
snap, Sean Ray is going to try to put me in the hot seat. Let's hold on. Let me. All right, strap on. Okay, let's go, baby. Yeah. Let's rock.
Well, first of all, let's wrap it up. This program has been brought to you by MHP Nutrition on the eve of the 45th Mr. Olympia. We just had Samir Banu and Frank Zane. We missed Dorian Yates because he's actually traveling, Flex, to the Mr. Olympia contest, so he wasn't able to call in and get to a landline and give us his take. But we will do the preview live from the Orleans Arena when the athletes are checking in there on Wednesday night. And again on Thursday, the press conference will take place right around 1:30 there inside the Orleans Arena. And Thursday night, meet the Olympians. Flex and I will be there doing our paparazzi and stuff. And, of course, we will bring you live play-by-play. Flex Wheeler, Lee Priest, and Dorian Yates in a cameo appearance by eight-time Ms. Olympia on the women's bodybuilding portion.
Yeah, Miss Murray.
Yeah, Linda Murray will be there representing that broadcast. And we may have Kevin Lavronia, four-time first runner-up at the Olympia, chiming in as well. So Team MD, Mike Salazar, Bill Comstock, Sherry Owens will all be in effect, along with Steve Bleckman and his wife, Elise, from the Orleans Arena.
All right, and Big Purr taking the photos, and it's going to be crack.
Yeah, Purr with those black and white photos. He'll be shooting those guys till the wheels fall off. Flex, I'm going to put you in the hot seat, man. You've been on the Olympia stage, I want to say eight times.
I don't even know.
Well, it was somewhere around eight. I'm going to double-check that, but I know out of those eight times, three of them you were second place in the world. You are very close with some of the athletes. I'm not 100% sure I'm going to get your unbiased opinion, but I know you are honing in on your favorite, which is Dexter Jackson, arguably.
Yep.
So why will he win this title and hold it?
You know what? It's personal and it's business, so it doesn't matter. I mean, I do have the ability to switch out of, because someone's my friend, so it's dual reason. I think he's hungry. Me and you wouldn't know, but no way in the world would I win the Olympia one time and then want somebody to come and snatch it away from me. So, firstly, talking to him and seeing how hungry he is, I think he's going to be able to pull it off. And you do have that weight walking in as the Mr. Olympia. That does carry some weight. So, along with that, and I think the physique that he's going to bring along, I'm putting Dexter Jackson as a 2009 Mr. Olympia.
Well, we have
so
had that happen before, Flex. We did see Samir Banu, the Lion of Lebanon, in 83, win the title and lose the title. And again, we saw it with Chris Dickerson the year prior in 1982, won the contest and could not defend the title. Right. Moving down the line, third place a year ago, young, bright future, Phil Heath at 30 years old. What is going to happen with this kid?
You know what, I'm thinking Phil Heath is going to be either second or third place. I think myself, it's going to be very close between him and Kai Green. So me personally, I'm going with one of those guys, first or second, and that answers your third question.
So Kai Green could be second, or Kai Green can be third, or he will be third?
No, either or. I don't know what's going to happen between those two guys. I think it's going to be really close. I mean, honestly, you know, I feel that Phil has a more pleasing physique to look at. He has more, you know, traditional round muscle bellies, but Kai does bring an ungodly sight of a conditioned muscle to the stage. You know, Kai can present his muscle a little bit better than Phil could, so it's going to be more or less on what the judges like, but I could see either one of those guys, third or second, and second or third.
Right, and I'll go on record as saying I believe history will be made. Kai Green may upset the apple cart, but I'm going to lean towards Phil Heath with Kai in second and Dexter Jackson in third. Bring us down to fourth, fifth, and sixth, Flex. Jake Cutler won the Olympia twice, dropped down to second place a year ago for the fifth time in his pro career. Where do you see Jake Cutler rounding out the top five?
I see him in the top five. I don't know if he will be fourth or not. I think he will be in the top five. You know, it's just interesting with Jay. He's going to be the guy who's up there who's, I think, the most weight is going to be laying on because he's the, he has the record as far as winning Olympia more than anyone on that stage.
Will this be the last time we see Jay Cutler on an Olympia stage?
You know what? Me personally, if it was me and I couldn't capture that title again, it would be a decision that, you know, one would have to make. And me and, you know, Sean and both of us, we've been in that position where, you know, we went into the show wanting to win, and we had to make a decision in between that to say, okay, can I generate enough money to still do this? That's going to have to be a decision whether Jay stays involved in his sport or not of competing.
Okay, real quick, Tony Freeman.
Tony Freeman, I see Tony Freeman rounding off the top five being between Tony Freeman and Branch Warren. one of those guys fit into the top five and possibly slide in out of the top five.
Which effectively kicks Dennis Wolf out of the top six in Flex Wheeler's prediction. That brings this episode 31 to a close. And Flex Wheeler predicts that Dennis Wolf will not be in the top six of the Olympia. Flex, I will see you in 3 days in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, we'll ask Dennis Wolf himself what he thinks he's going to do in that contest. I appreciate your honesty and your predictions,
that
but
was
either
a
way.
Dog, you asked me about him. You didn't ask me about Dennis first.
Oh, Dennis Wolf, real quick. Real quick, Dennis Wolf.
Dennis Wolf, you know what? I can see him in the top five. I can see him possibly being number four or fifth place.
Well, you can only have six in the top five. You got seven guys up there.
Thank you.
All right, for Flex Wheeler at MD, don't forget to visit our online MD Super Supplement Store.
I will see you tomorrow, Sean.
Yep, Flex Wheeler's going to get immortalized at Gold's Gym Venice.
Along with Gary Phillips,
we will have the Olympia Report next week with Linda Murray chiming in. I'm Sean Ray for Flex Wheeler.
And we're out of here.
Because I rhyme tight, time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines?
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean and Flex again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America.
How'd it happen? How they let me in the booth? How they let these rappers lie? How dare I tell the truth?
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.